بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that make the dhikr of Allah, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. From all the ibadat that has been mentioned or Allah Ta'ala has commanded upon us, dhikr is one ibadah, or the only ibadah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we should make it excessively. Dhikran kathira throughout the Holy Quran. And as we mentioned previously, the one who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's like a living person. His heart is alive. When a person's heart is alive, then the person's heart is vigorous, it's full of energy. It will do that which is going to be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That heart will not become mindless of Allah. It will not become heedless of Allah. It will not become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It won't become unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will become always mindful. It won't become ghafil. But the moment the person does not make dhikr of Allah, when the person stops making the dhikr of Allah, or he does not take the name of Allah, then his heart becomes like a dead person. It's got no life. He will not be doing those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be doing those things that will be following shaitan. Therefore, dhikrullah has got a great, great, great effect and ta'athir on the heart. Allah ka naam dil par bahut asar dalti. The name of Allah creates a great effect on the heart. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, mentioned that Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Imam Rabbani, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Rahmatullahi was a very great alim, wali of Allah. Hazrat Shaykh writes that my father, Mawlana Yahya, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, was in the khidmat of Hazrat Shaykh, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And he says, towards the latter part of his life, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullahi Qutub Al-Aqtab became blind. He could not see. So he said, on one occasion, he asked my father, Mawli Yahya, is waqt kamre mein kon kon hai? He said, at this particular time, right now, because he could not see, tell me exactly who is present here in this room. So Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullahi said, Hazrat, may Yahya hu? May Yahya or Ilyas Sathe, Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. There was Mawlana Yahya Rahmatullah Ali's younger brother. So he said, Sif Dohe. Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali with great fervor. He mentions that Allah ke naam kitni hi ghaflat mein liya jaye, asar kiye baghair nahi reh jata hai. He says the name of Allah, despite a person taking the name of Allah with ghaflat. In other words, he said Allah, Allah, not giving dhyan, not paying much attention. He just took the name of Allah. Even that has an effect on the heart. So he says, imagine then, if a person takes the name of Allah with dhyan, with concentration, with muhabbat, with love, with feeling, with fervor, enthusiasm, taking the name of his beloved Allah. Imagine what effect it will have on the heart then. So the person who took the name of Allah, even not mindfully, and with such muhabbat and dhyan, that too also leaves an effect on the heart. Imagine when you take the name of Allah with concentration, the most beautiful name that is Allah's name. When you close your eyes and you concentrate and we ponder of Allah's greatness, how great and mighty Allah is, how beautiful, how loving Allah is. We say Allah at the bottom of our heart. What a great effect it will have on our heart. And the effect on the heart will make the heart durust. It will make it correct. In other words, once a person now begins to take the name of Allah, 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 with love, with concentration, with diyan, with muhabbat, then gradually this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name of Allah brings nur in the heart. The name of Allah brings nur in the heart. And when this nur of Allah comes into the heart, the muhabbat of Allah comes into his heart. Then ghayrullah comes out of his heart. Everything else besides Allah, all those things now disappear from his heart. Why? Because now his real beloved, that is Allah, has now come into his heart. And when that happens, then he actually has nafrat and dislike, and he abhors and he detests sins and disobedience of Allah. Now because he is becoming an arif of Allah, an ashiq of Allah, a muhib of Allah, he has become a zakir of Allah. Now what's going to happen? He'll become a muti' of Allah, one who is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and sisters, may Allah ta'ala make us true zakirin, true zakirin. Dhikr of Allah is so important, so important. Every single shaykh in tasawwuf has highly emphasized dhikrullah. Dhikr has great effect. It helps a person to come back onto sirat al-mustaqim, to remove all the sins of the heart. No matter what sins we have committed, it washes away. It washes away all those sins. It purifies the heart. It strengthens the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a most perfect dawa, the most perfect medicine, spiritual medicine that a person requires. So not only on a particular day and night we make zikr of Allah and we gather in the masjid. No. Yeah, this is ta'aleem, and we are explaining the importance of dhikrullah so that when we take it back home in solitude, we must make that time. We must make that time every single day. Few minutes, even if it's just 5 minutes. Can't we spare just 5 minutes? 5 minutes just sit on the musalla alone and take the beautiful name of Allah. How you will enjoy it when you say, La ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with feeling. And each time, then we increase, of course, we go to ask some mentors, some sheikh, some guidance, how much I should make, when I should make, etc. But the importance of dhikrullah, that in solitude, and if you don't have that opportunity even at home, perhaps because people your house is small and you don't have sufficient space to make dhikr alone, you're going to disturb somebody, then even when you're going to work in the car, or whilst walking, Allah, Allah, the dhyan of Allah, this tongue must become moist, and then you'll enjoy taking the name of Allah. You'll feel the presence of Allah. You feel the huzur of Mawla, the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is true dhikr. That then the person not only dhikr by his tongue, dhikr with his heart, and dhikr with his limbs, inshallah. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, to make amal wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, Your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Your name is so soothing, my Allah. Your name is so sweet, my Allah. Ya Allah, You are most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, You are most mighty, my Allah. Ya Allah, You have got no partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, You have got no parents and children. You have got no wife, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is equal to You, my Allah. Ya Allah, You are Samad and Beniyaz, my Allah. You are Ghani and Hamid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are Faqir, my Allah. We are Fuqara, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands again tonight, my Allah. You gave us the tawfiq of coming here, taking your Mubarak name, my Allah. Reciting Durood upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, You accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true dhakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Make us Your arifin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us Your muhibbin, my Allah. Make us Your mahbubin, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with Your ishq and muhabbat. The ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us true dhakirin, my Allah. They are dhakirin with our tongues, my Allah. With our hearts, my Allah. With our limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us farma bardar servants, my Allah. Don't make us make Your nafarmani, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us obey You at all times, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, my Allah. Give us the himmat and courage to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making toba, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu maaf farma. Hamari khatao ko maaf farma. Lagzijdo ko dar guzar farma. Ya Allah, we can see the halat in the world, my Allah. Different halat are taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's storms, my Allah. Ya Allah, some places volcanoes, my Allah. Some places fires raging, my Allah. Ya Allah, in some places, Ya Allah, there are earthquakes and bombings, my Allah, that are taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are some places diseases have come in there, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, You have shown us so many signs of Your Qudrat and Your might, my Allah. You have shown us so many signs of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we are leading lives of ghaflat, my Allah. We are living lives of ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from this ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from this slumber, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us wake up now, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us into sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us into sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, my Allah. Give us more than iman, my Allah. Resist the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Protect us from shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from the tricks, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the tricks of nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are dushman, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya mujhko tabah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, You have mentioned inna an-nafs la'ammaratun bis-su'i illa ma rahima rabbi. Ya Allah, we are asking Your special rahmat, my Allah.
Shower your special rahmat upon us, my Allah. Grant us with afiyat, my Allah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, yada. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of ibadah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Help us to make our tasbihat, my Allah. Help us to make our islah, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to rectify this heart of ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have, my Allah, whatever needs we have, my Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Jo pareshan hal hai, pareshani dur farma. Jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. Marhumin ko jannatul firdos naseeb farma. Ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got different duas, ya Allah, and desires in our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you tonight, my Allah. Each and every one of us, ya Allah, has got some need, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, ya Dafi al-Baliyat, ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت الإيمان موت المدينة الشريف بري الجنة البقي grant us the شفاعة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the holy kuthur water from his مبارك يا الله يا الله make us enter Jannah without any reckoning my Allah protect us from عذاب of قبر عذاب of جهنم from every big and small fitna especially the fitnas of the Dajjal my Allah give us good akhlaq my Allah يا الله make the disbelievers see the truth of Islam. Make them embrace Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, jahan bhi musalman pareshan hal hai, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, make thee be khair for the musalman throughout the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufat, ulama, sulaha, adqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين